Mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I'd remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call of your duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You'll then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded except where council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the IM feature so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. And can I thank Sarah for reducing the introductory remarks, because we are listening to the same spiel as past 2 years, so it really is reduced, and that's great. So that's the introduction. Have we any apologies for tonight's meeting? I know we have logged Councillor John Traynor.
Councillor Gallagher.
Any other apologies? Okay, we're just going to chairperson's remarks then. Can I get a letter of congratulations sent to Kilcoo on winning the Ulster Championship, and would like to wish them well and good luck in going forward to the All-Ireland. And also myself and Councillor Sharvin would like, if any other councillor wants to join in, to wish St Patrick's Grammar, Down Patrick, good luck in the McLarnon Cup semi-final this Saturday that has taken place. Just on chairperson's remarks as well, the Ballymote Centre, there is currently a review ongoing looking at the area of low vaccination uptake, and there will be a future targeted push in these areas. Therefore, the department would like us to keep Ballymote set up at present for potential future use if possible. And also there may be an interest from the Blood Transfusion Service for using that area as well. So just to let you know that is happening. Can just wish everybody a happy new year as well. This is our first meeting in 2022, and thank Charlie for his support in last year and for the continuing months ahead as well. So wish you all a happy new year. So item 3 then on the action sheet for the Act on Healthy Communities. Can I please ask for an update before bringing any other councillors in on the Warren Point Community Centre? And also then I would like to have an update as well on the Ballymartin Play Park.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I think Caelan Boyd's on the call. Maybe, Caelan, you could give us an update on appointment of consultants for the community centre in Warren Point.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. Recently in post with Council in November, this project was highlighted as a priority project. And I met with SMT regarding various ways it could be procured and delivered. So ultimately, SMT backed me to utilise an alternative framework, consultant framework, of which just before Christmas, we formally instructed the consultant team to submit a quotation. And over the last number of weeks, I've been working with the consultant team and finalising that, and can say that we are now in receipt of their full fee proposal and scope. And draft contract documents are currently with legals to formally execute and to be signed under seal by both the chief executive and the chairperson. So we hope to formally appoint probably next week, just once we get the formal feedback from legals. But this methodology has took six to nine months off the programme. Both ourselves, Michael, Janine and the capital team are looking forward and quite enthusiastic with the team that we have assembled here in delivering this project.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Caelan. That's good news for the area as well. Thank you. Any other councillors looking in, Councillor Sharman?
Yeah, Chair, I saw Sir looking there. I think we need a proposer and seconder of the action sheet as well before we ask questions. But my one question is in relation to e-car. I know Owen was taking a piece of work away to come back around, particularly the clock item. But my second question, Chair, in relation to your chairperson's remarks, about Ballymote Sports and Wellbeing Centre. Could I ask, Michael, what does that mean to the reopening of that facility to the public, and how does that impact on us and enabling it to be used as it was before COVID had hit us?
Okay.
Sorry, Mike, before you take in, can I get a proposal and seconder for the action sheet? Apologies for that.
I propose there, Chair.
Gareth, thank you. Can I have a seconder?
Chair, I'm happy to second. Councillor Lewis.
Councillor Lewis, thank you. Michael?
Okay, Chair. Effectively, the Ballymote Centre is currently set up as a vaccination and test centre. So there's lots of booths and all set up in it. They have asked to keep it set up in that format to allow this to happen. So it means that the centre cannot open while that is happening. We had asked them, were they sure they wanted to use it? And they've come back and said, yes, they're going to do a big push, as the chairman has said, over the coming weeks. So it effectively means it can't open. I don't know how long they want to use it for. I would imagine it's weeks rather than months and months, but we'll certainly keep the committee and the Downpatrick members informed of what's happening there.
Thanks, coming as well. Sorry, Chair. The set is actually open in terms of the sports hall and the arrangements with the youth service and education board. It's just the gym part, I think, Councillor Sharvin, that you're talking about, and that's the bit that's remaining closed. The rest of it's being utilised.
Happy enough, Councillor Sharvin?
Yeah, Chair. It's just the members of the public that would have used it, particularly the elderly side, were asking recently, you know, when is the plan to reopen it. So I now that information to go back to them. Thank you. And just on the e-cars then, sir?
Yes. One?
Yes, if I can go in there, Councillor Sharvin. Yeah, your query about the issue of parking restraints on the electric vehicle bays. So this is something that the council is aware of, and that the current legislation does need changed to allow enforcement from within proposed the electric vehicle bays. So we are working with all the other councils in this application, and another potential one in this matter has been brought to the attention of DFA. And the other issue was about the lining out of the parking bays. That car park, I understand, is under the control of tourism, Andy Patterson, and it's been passed to him regarding that matter. So that's...
Okay. Thanks, Owen. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, thank you, Owen. Councillor Sharvin said. Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. I know I'm not a member of the committee, but just a couple of wee pointers, a couple of wee queries. Could I ask about what the progress is in relation to the fair trade stage? I'd like to welcome and thank everybody for supporting such worthy cause, and also in relation to the defibrillators as well. It's another subject very interesting, and also I welcome the work, the proposed works for the Balance Community Centre. Thanks, Chair, for letting me in.
Councillor Sharman, can I ask them to respond? I just want to take in others as well, if that's okay. Councillor Lewis.
Thank you. Sure. Just to let you know, I've got really bad Wi-Fi here, so if it does cut out, that's why. I was just looking at an update on the defibrillators. If that work is ongoing and if we have started that process of reaching out to local community groups, and if we have started that, how will that look, and what sort of measures are we taking? And I'm looking at an update on the reopening of the health suite at the Down Leisure Centre as well. Thank you.
Owen, are you coming back on that?
I know the part of the defibrillator, I'm just looking for it there on the sheet, but the bit that my staff are going to do in highlighting the need to register, that's been ongoing since that time. I was just looking, I think we had to, is it February we were to bring a report back on the progress? I think that was 6 months. Just don't see it. I know there were some other aspects both within community and leisure, but certainly since that has come in, we have been highlighting it as part of our normal routine food inspections, that anywhere that has a defib is registering it appropriately, so with the ambulance service.
That's okay. Grand, yep. Thank you.
Oh, can we put that on the agenda for the next month's meeting as well, maybe if there's a further update then on the defibs?
Yeah, I think I was just, I know it's on a list of notice of motion, and the report was to come back, and I think the original notice of motion, it said 6 months, and I think that's February, so it would be intended to bring a report back in February on the process, on the progress on all three or four aspects that there was of it, so.
Chair, sorry, I think John is done for comments, sorry, I'll wait till John is finished, Chair.
Councillor Tenley?
Thank you, Karen. Listen, I just wanted to make a comment and commend the work that Keelan has done from his come in there, and the very positive feedback there in relation to Warren Point Community Centre. He actually said something very significant there, which was whatever process he is now putting in place will shave months off the timeline for delivery. So that is very significant. On 2 points, on obviously the end result will be with us a lot sooner, but also it highlights the, you know, evidently the way Keelan goes about his business. He only joined the council there a number of months ago, and he's already grabbed this and other capital projects that I'm aware of and has given them a good shake. So I just want to welcome this new approach and this new impetus that these capital projects seem to be getting. So thanks for that, Keelan.
Thank you, Councillor Tinley. For Terry's response then.
Chair, just as a second now, would it be possible, you know, maybe if the DEA coordinators and counsellors could get email details of the defibrillators from the programme and how community groups, etc., can obtain them, and maybe that would be good, you know, would be worthwhile. Then, as I say, we could spread the word out in our DEAs exactly what the process is and how to complete forms whenever to get a defence. But I thank someone for all your hard work and releasing of these. I think they're very important, but and essential. Thank you. Thanks, Chair, for your indulgence.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Andrews. We move on then. If has anybody a declaration of interest? Let's come back to item two. Take that as a none then, Sarah. Thank you for that. Item four then on tonight's agenda is a presentation from the Outdoor Recreation Northern Ireland, and I understand that maybe Philip's on the call.
Yes, Chair. Thank you. I'm here.
Yeah, and if you want to work away with your presentation then, thank you. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Chair. Good evening. Thank you for having me. Hopefully you can all see that presentation. So, yes, so thank you for having me again. So I just want to provide a brief update on how we're getting on with the delivery of community trails that we're working on within Newry Morne and Down District Council Active and Healthy Communities. So for those that aren't aware, I just wanted to give a brief update or brief definition as to what a community trail is. So a community trail is basically a formal trail that connects communities to local outdoor spaces, so that could be green spaces, coastal areas, etc., or connects different communities together. It can be a linear route, which we would class as a community trail, or it could be a site-based trail system, which would be a community trail hub that might have a number of community trails within it. And community trails that link together, they'll create what we class as a community trail network. Since 2014, Outdoor Recreation Northern Ireland has been working with active and healthy communities on the development and delivery of community trails throughout the council area. Our first foray into community trails in the council came in the summer of 2014 with the opening of the trails at Toberwarra and Bunkers Hill, and with the aim of providing safe off-road walking for the local communities of Crossgar and Castlewellan. In 2016, largely as a result of the increasing interest in the concept of community trails and the success of these two sites, we started the process of community trail planning with active and healthy communities with the aim of developing a strategic approach for community trail delivery in Newry, Mourne and Down. And this was through creating a record, a map of existing community trails around each settlement that allowed us to identify deficiencies in provision for access to green space and safe opportunities for off-road walking. It also allowed us to set out a plan for the development of a community of community trails to achieve a network which in the long term would increase access and improve connectivity, ensure that whatever was there was fit for purpose and serves the needs of the communities and the user. A community trail plan was completed for each DEA, with almost 300 community trails being identified in total through the process. It is a lengthy process, taking almost 2 years of consultation and research with communities, stakeholders and statutory bodies to get to the point where we had established a good foundation of community trail opportunities. What has followed is the ongoing delivery of trails throughout the council area through the community trail plan process, which is outlined in the 7 points there. And that starts off with the development of the plan, assessment of the feasibility and of the options identified, design and identification of project costs, and then taking it through to further development, finding funding and delivery and getting them onto the ground. It is worth noting that Newry, Mourne and Down is the first and only council in Northern Ireland to do council-wide community trail plans. And we have delivered on community trail plans in other areas, but only within smaller areas and nothing to this scale. So it's something that Newry, Mourne and Down should be very proud of, particularly with the continued focus and momentum which we see through the ongoing development and delivery of community trails in the council area. So progress to date, since we started off with community trail plans, the process of delivering each plan has been ongoing, mostly from about 2018. That started the process of developing concepts. And the first two trails were put on the ground were the Hinch Trail and the Family Trail, at Ballinhinch Rugby Club and St. Patrick's CAC respectively, in 2019. In 2020-21, we delivered community trails and trail hubs at Drumcaira Forest, Tidnadara Forest, Seaford Plantation Wood, Corrie Wood, Daisy Hill Wood in Newry and Ockram Hill Wood down in Atacall. And in 2021-22, we're seeing the ongoing development, having recently procured a contractor and received funding for Glasswater Wood, Glendesha Forest and Windmill Hill and Lock Park. This map shows you a bit of an idea of the spread of the community trails across the whole of the council area. We've delivered 10 to date, with 3 on the way, and that equates to over 40 kilometres of community trails. So that's safe access, or safe off-road access to green space for local communities, so they can recreate for free and they can enjoy themselves for their health and well-being. Indication on some visitor figures, for example, Bunkers Hill, which is approximately in the middle of the map. Last year, there was over 27,000 visitors. Within Ballinhinch Rugby Club, towards the top of the map, we had over 30,000 visitors. And a smaller site, and within a smaller village, for example, Seaford Plantation Wood, we had just about 7,000 visitors last year. So all very popular and a fantastically well-used resource within all of the communities. With regards to investment, since 2019, community trail development in Newry, Mourne and Down has seen investment of over £1.9 million for capital. That's over £400,000 through match funding from the council and over £1.5 million from third-party funders from DERA, Rural Development Programme, Sport NI and Woodland Trust. It is worth noting the impact of trail development to the local community. In 2021, Orney completed a study into the importance of investing in community trails to support the need for improved local access to space for outdoor recreation, citing sustainability benefits, health and wellbeing benefits and improved social benefits. So we looked at the social return on investment. We looked at an example that we developed in County Armagh in Darkley Forest back in 2018, which is a 5 kilometre network, 1 kilometre from the village. And we identified the social return on investment to the value of £1 for every £1 spent, so a £10 return on investment. So you can see that they do, over the course of a 25-year lifespan example, you know, they do provide great positives across the board. So for this year, our current SLA that we have with Council, we're progressing 5 projects to delivery within the next 6 months. That includes improvement works to the community trails that we put in Drumcaira and Tevenadara. So those are car park extensions mainly, and some small sections of additional trails. And we're also looking at new trail development in Glasswater Wood, in Crossgar, Glendesha Forest and Fort Kill, and Windmill Hill and Loch Park in Ballinahinch. We're also looking at 4 feasibility studies at Tipperary Wood, Taconic GAC, Bright GAC and Incha Abbey. As well as looking at shovel-ready projects within the Fort Kill area and a pump track in Hilltown. The success the community trails delivered to date has led to greater need and desire for community trails throughout the council area. To this end, we're currently working with council to develop a framework which provides a managed approach to identifying future community trail development. The framework will help to assess the needs for any particular trail proposals through a process of prioritising each trail on the basis of key indicators. As I mentioned before, we identified almost 300 projects through a community trail plan, so it's important that we work out what can be brought forward. Those combined with new trails that have been brought to the attention of the council by councillors, community groups or other stakeholders, as well as other identified improvements, all need to be looked at their own individual merit to work out what can be brought forward and what should be prioritised. Once prioritised, the trails can then be taken through to the next stage of feasibility, then to shovel ready and then to delivery on the ground. And it ensures that the resource is used effectively and efficiently. Just an example of some of the indicators that would be used, they would be current development within the DEA. They could come down to land ownership agreement status or the amount of public land that has been used for the trails. It could be how they link communities together or how they link communities to green space. And things like other off-road recreation provision and whether these trails are within village plans. Those trails that which include the highest number of indicators will then be provided, and those with fewer number of indicators will be put a bit further down the list, with possibly looking at them at a later date. So that's just a very brief update. Hopefully that provides you with a bit of an indication as to where we're going, or where we've been and where we're going with community trails. If you have any questions, I'll just end this slideshow. Happy to take any questions you might have.
Philip, thanks very much for your presentation. I see Councillor Terry Andrews wants to make a comment, but other members are coming in first, Terry, and then I'll take it at the end, okay? Councillor O'Hare?
Yes, thanks, Chair. Thanks, Philip, for that. Good to be talking to you again.
I
have to say that much now, Philip. Just being on about the Hilltown pump track, Philip, I know you have been out at it, and yourself and Paul was looking at it. About the consultation and the design plan for it, Philip, will that be done before this financial year?
Yes, we have been progressing that sort of behind the scenes with regards to the consultation aspect and the most, I suppose, suitable method for consultation. So we are working on that. We have had quite a bit of time needing to be spent to get the current proposals that are going through to procurement to get those online. It's taken a bit longer than planned, but we are getting there. They've got through planning. We've procured the contractor, so we have a bit more time to spend on that then.
That's great, Philip. Thanks a million.
But I'll be in touch, Jerry, anyway, about the Hilltown project.
No bother, Philip. Thanks a million, boy.
No
cheers.
Problem, Jerry.
Thank you, Councillor O'Hare. I see that Councillor O'Hare is making the proposal and Councillor Sharvin has seconded it. Councillor Sharvin, have you a question as well?
Yeah, Chair, and hi again, Philip, and thank you for everything that Arnie is doing. And I suppose that my question's in relation to Bright, which I know we met a couple of times, and I've met with Sarah most recently there in December. Has the ecological assessment been carried out or organised for that site to try and progress that? And I suppose from yourselves and the officers' point of view, just to remind me of the process, the likes of Bright, Taconic, Tipperary Wood and Incha Abbey, where they are currently feasibility, is the ambition, once that is complete and presented to this committee, that they would then move to the next stage to go and seek the funding to deliver? Or is there a backlog at the moment of others that have been through the feasibility that they would then need to wait for them to move? It's just trying to, you know, manage expectations, because some of these community trails have been a lifesaver during COVID. I'm thinking the likes of Saul, particularly in my own club, where I get to see the volume of users or the counters. You know, in 1 month we had over 4,000 people use our trail for such a small community and small club, like in comparison to other areas. It certainly has been a massive boost to the area and bringing people to it. So it's just ensuring that other areas that are going through this process now can see that benefit too. So it's just, where are we at with Bright? And then for the four that are at the current stage of feasibility, what is the next stage for them?
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Sharvin. So to tackle your first question, so the ecological appraisal, which is a part of the feasibility study, that is ongoing. The ecologist has been appointed. So as you were, my colleague Sarah is looking after that. So I'll follow up with her and ask her to provide you with a more up-to-date response on that as well.
Okay.
With regards to the sort of the next phase, yes, the next phase will be to take the project to shovel ready. Now we need to discuss that with active and healthy communities to work out if that's going to be in next year's SLA, and assuming that all is well with regards to the feasibility study, and then hopefully I would anticipate that, you know, it could be one of the ones that could be taken forward through to that stage. So it does depend on the result of the feasibility. As far as I'm aware, it does look like it is a feasible project. So, and it will come down, I suppose, a certain amount of what we look at for the following SLA comes down to funding availability as well. If we see, you know, something that's coming down the line that would be relevant to that particular facility or that particular location, you know, then we'll have to prioritise, and that's where our framework will come in, you know, to try and work that out and to prioritise projects.
Okay.
Thank you, Councillor McMurray.
Thank you, Chair. Good to see you, Mr. Wesson, presenting. It's always good to see all the work you do. And just as much as anything, just really to sort of put on record again, thanks, and thanks from all the other councillors in Slieve Creeve as well. I know that the community trails are extremely well thought of and extremely well valued by everybody. So that's a big thank you. Two quick questions. Just wondering, really, is there any more to be divulged from the design concept of the pump track in Hilltown? Again, just as other councillors know me, they'll be banging on, but they know there's pump tracks and there's pump tracks. So just wondering if there was, you know, if it was going to be a hard surface, and that sort of scooters and stuff like could get along, and sort of it makes it much more popular. And secondly, is there any other, you know, as you all appreciate, and as you know, and a lot of your good online seminar workshops that your organisation puts on, the increase in popularity with getting outdoors, but also then just sort of the added impact that has. So there are places now that maybe wouldn't have required work done to ensure their the reducing the impact on the ground, and I just wonder if there's any scope, and you know what I'm getting at here, to sort of have sort of smaller projects within Orney, or is that something that's not really viable? Cheers.
Thank you, Councillor Murray. Just to answer your first question, just with regards to the pump track design. So, from early discussions with Gerry O'Hare and our Councillor O'Hare, and meeting Councillor on site and chatting to him sort of afterwards, the focus of the pump track within Hilltown is predominantly for sort of teenagers that don't necessarily have a play park to go to, but maybe don't have somewhere else to go to. So the focus is really, it's less of a mountain bike pump track and more of a sort of scooters and, you know, small bikes type pump track. So it's almost what we're looking at as a pump park. You may have heard of those, so they're not as, you know, big or gnarly or things like that, as people might describe them. So that would be sort of the aim of the focus, but we still also have to do a bit of consultation and get a bit of an idea as to what, you know, the local population would be interested in. But from early discussions with Councillor O'Hare, based on his own experience in talking to the local community and local potential users, that's possibly what we're looking at. But it would be hard surface, yes, to ensure sustainability. You know, we found from experience that gravel surfaces maybe just don't last quite as long. And that's definitely the trend. With regards to your second question, are you talking sort of shorter community trails? Is that what you mean? Or yeah, are you meaning other types of work outside of what would be community trails?
Just very short stretches of work. They might fall into community trail, yeah. But it's just, you know, just to sort of shore up grounds that are maybe a bit more vulnerable these days, you know what I mean? I'm just wondering, is there any scope for you guys in that regard, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it would come down to, I suppose, the community need and whether it comes under the definition of a community trail. And, you know, if it's linking to communities and it's considered very important, you know, for the local community, then it's something definitely we could look at, and that'll be where the framework will come in, you know, to, if it can, you know, meet some of those indicators. If it, you know, we don't necessarily rule anything out just because it's sort of already on the ground, but so long as, you know, it's important for the community and it'll benefit them, then yes, absolutely. If you have any ideas, just let us know.
Will do, Philip. Thank you very much.
Through the framework and see how they work out.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor McMurray. Philip, thank you very much for your presentation. No other councillors have indicated for any.
Did you bring Jerry in?
Further questions. Councillor Andrews, do you want to come back
in? Thank you very much. Sure. Thank you. And first of all, Philip, I'd like to thank you very much for your presentation. Very good, very informative. And I know outdoor recreation and has always had a partnership with the predecessor councils and our own over the years, and said delivered a lot of good work. Just in relation to Glasswater, what I'd say, Crossgar, you know, I would walk it regularly, and I must say it's been a brilliant job, the extension and other plans that you have in place for Glasswater would be very much welcomed. And again, as I say, and even Team Nadara, that demonstrates that everybody's a winner here, you know, right across the district. I know Councillor Walker and myself, we've done a lot of work on Delamont Country Park, and I think that matter, Delamont's ongoing with the council and other departments as well. You know, because there was a feasibility programme and all that they're done up in a year before we broke up with the COVID and everything. In relation to previous projects that have been delivered, are there, you know, are there any grants or funding available for them as the months go on, say, for example, improvements, maintenance, etc.? Would it be anything that they could do in relation to working with council and outdoor recreation? But again, thank you very much.
Is this do you mean within Delamont Country Park itself?
Yes, well, I know the council is doing a lot of work in relation to, I know there was a consultation done, you know, a couple of years ago, I'm not exactly sure when, in relation to Delamont within, and just within Delamont, yeah.
So I think the Delamont would be outside of the remit of a community trail, so anything that would be done within Delamont, I think, is taken on by, is it ERT? Is that the right acronym? Forgive me if it's not. But they would be probably the best department to speak to with regards to Delamont.
Yeah.
Because it's more of a tourism product as such, as opposed to a community product.
Yeah, as I said, in relation to Glasswater, Philip, I must say that it's been a brilliant project. And again, what's envisaged right across the whole district is fantastic. And as I said, brilliant work at all concerned. Thanks.
We can take no praise for what's been done at Glasswater at this stage. That's all Woodland Trust, but going forward, the next little bits and pieces will. But thank you very much. I'll pass that on. I'm meeting with Woodland Trust tomorrow, so I'll pass that on.
Dead on. Thanks, Andrew. Very helpful as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Philip, for your presentation.
No problem, Chair.
It's very welcome. Thank you. Okay, we're moving on then to item 5 on this evening's agenda, and that's your District Electoral Area Forums Update Report. Janine, can I hand it over to you?
Yes, Chair, thank you. Chair, members, as usual, our monthly DEA report is in front of you. There's a summary activity sheet also detailing some of the activities that have been ongoing, especially this month under Good Health and Wellbeing. We are looking at approval tonight for action sheets coming out of Downpatrick, Slieve Croup and Newry DEA. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Can I have a proposer and seconder then for item 5? Thank you, Councillor Sharvin and Walker. Have any questions? None. Thank you. Councillors, item 6 is the Community Coordination Hub update report. Janine, that's you again.
Yes, Chair, members, again, another monthly report. This details progress against some of the initiatives being supported through the Community Coordination Hub, including the establishment of possibly social supermarkets. Other initiatives include the Family Hardship Support Fund, some funding drawn down for digital connectivity in the district, and also, which we've referenced previously at this committee, some support for groups managing local facilities as well. Happy to take any questions, Chair, and I think we need approval for that action sheet also.
Thank you, Janine, for that. Can I have a proposer and seconder for item 6, and anybody any questions? Thank you, Councillor McAvoy. Can I have a seconder, please, for item 6? Nope, I second that myself then. Thank you, and no question. We're going to move on then to item 7, which is the leasing of land, expression of interest on the Old Clock Road Community Centre, Downpatrick. Janine?
Yes, Chair and members, Council has been approached by a group wishing to lease this piece of land. So the paper tonight is seeking permission for officers to carry out a public expression of interest exercise. The exercise will be rolled out in line with Council's community and sporting lease policy. And the timescales, we've tried to provide timescales within the paper. I would just say that the timescales for this exercise are dependent on a number of factors, including how many groups would apply through the EOI, how quickly they have their paperwork back, and how quickly we can get approvals through Council. It does detail a three-stage process. So we're looking for approval tonight to go out through that EOI. And Chair, apologies, there is there's a mistake in the paper. It should look for approval for the public advertisement to go into the papers for 2 weeks, not 8. So that's an amendment to the paper in front of you. Happy to take questions, Chair.
Okay, can I have a proposer and seconder for item 7, please, and any questions? Councillor Sharvin, thank you. And you have a question?
Yeah, Chair, I had to refresh my decision time because I had it written down for item 17 for this. So when you called it out, I was like, God, what changed there? Yeah, Chair, my question was around the length of times, but I see Janine has addressed that. And, you know, this is a really good project, opportunity for any group in the area to apply for it. But, yeah, more than happy to propose, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Can we have a seconder for that, please, in item 7? I'll second that myself then. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 8 then, health and wellbeing, the consultation response to Northern Ireland Environment Agency. Owen, that's over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. DERA are currently consulting for views and proposals for a Northern Ireland Environment Strategy. So we're just looking for committee approval to return the attached consultation response. Now, as with a lot of these things, the date was last week, so we have submitted it by the required date, but on the proviso that it is still subject to Council approval. So just looking for approval for that response.
Thank you, Councillor O'Murray, for that proposal. Can I have a seconder then, please, for item 8 on tonight's agenda and any questions? Thank you, Councillor McAvoy, for seconding. Any questions, councillors? No one's indicating. Item 9 then, Owen, Sustainability and Climate Change Forum on the 2nd of December 2021.
This is a recorded report we bring, which asks that both we note the report from the Sustainability and Climate Change Forum and then just to approve any actions in the action sheet.
So I need a proposer and seconder then for item 9. Have we a delay happening? I think we have. Councillor Sharvin and Councillor Finnegan, thank you very much. Any questions?
Chair, more of a comment. I actually chaired that meeting and I'm happy enough with the report that was tabled tonight's meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Item 10 then on tonight's agenda is the request for Council to support the National Vegetarian Week in May 2022. Owen?
Yes, thanks, Chair, again. Well, as the report says, so the Council have been asked to support National Vegetarian Week campaign, as detailed there. So we're just asking for committee approval that we support Vegetarian Week between the 16th and 22nd of May this year. I suppose it would be part of the campaign as part of our approach to tackling the climate emergency. So looking for approval that we join into that campaign that week.
Okay, so Councillor McMurray has come in with a proposal and a question, and Councillor Murray has come in as a seconder. Councillor McMurray, you have a question?
Yeah, no, thank you, Chair. I'm quite happy to propose, and I understand that this is probably external to the council in terms of organisation. But I'm just wondering, would it be possible? I do like a good vegetarian meal myself. In fact, tonight's dinner was a vegetarian dinner on. Coincidentally enough, but I'm just wondering, would it be possible even to sort of supplement this support by even like, you know, some sort of menu, like, you know, recipe? This is even social media recipes or something like that. You know, I mean, half the battle is trying to work out what sort of to have when it comes to vegetarian meals. But I mean, I'm sure there's lots of nutritious things out there. But again, just something to, you know, could it be augmented this whole campaign with this sort of social media recipes? But again, yes, no. As a son of a vegetarian, I'm certainly happy to support.
Thank you, Councillor McMurray. Owen, there be any comment?
I'm delighted that he's managed to have his dinner tonight because I haven't. But I think that's probably a good idea. I say I don't know the detail of what we'd be doing that week, but I know certainly in the past we have put out certainly to staff, you know, healthy options of menus. So I think that is a good idea and something we can incorporate both internally and externally during that week. So happy to do that.
Thank you, Owen. I agree. I think he's the only one that has tea yet. The reaction of the rest of the councillors there. Councillor Sharvin, you have a question.
Yeah, Chair, just on the back of Councillor McMurray, and I haven't had my dinner either, but it's more in reference to, is this an opportunity for the DEA Forum to have a programme of promotion? You know, it may be having a cookery. We've done some cookery lessons before. Is there an opportunity that we could run a programme across that week also through the DEA Forums and promote this? I not a vegetarian, but I could eat more. So maybe Councillor McMurray's suggestions of, you know, what could your meal look like? That could be a program that we could run.
Yeah, I mean, certainly happy to incorporate any suggestions from members, certainly.
Okay, thank you. I'm have a proposer and seconder. Any other questions there? This would be great things.
Yes,
you're saying you're going to be absent the week of the vegetarian week, are you? Well,
you know how much food means to myself and Councillor Walker, you know what I mean? But I think my good friend and colleague, Gareth Sharpton, touched on a good point of across the DEAs. I think that would be a fantastic idea to showcase vegetarian food, etc. And I say we've had similar events in the past, multinational, you know, multicultural exhibitions, everything like that there would be fantastic. So, Owen, that probably be something that you could look at. But I look forward to that week in question.
Okay.
Thanks, Terry. Okay, there's no further comments from councillors on item 10. So we're going to move on then to item 11, the Memorandum of Understanding with the DEIRA for certification for products of animal origin. Owen?
Thanks, Chair. This is an area of work that we have been doing for many years, particularly to do with the fishing industry in Kilkeel. So it's a DEIRA statutory responsibility, however we carry it out. And we do it, I suppose, on the basis that it does help local businesses. They're just looking to put it to a more formalised arrangement. So we're just looking for permission that we sign the attached Memorandum of Understanding to do this work with DEIRA. Say we have been doing it for many years. So.
Thank you, Owen. I propose that myself. If I can get a seconder then for item 11. Thank you, Councillor McAvoy. Have you any questions from councillors? sorry, Councillor Sharvin was in first there. Leanne, have we any further questions or comments? Okay, I'm going to move on then to item 12, the Drinking Water Inspectorate Service Level Agreement. Owen?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yeah, similarly, this, so we work with the Drinking Water Inspectorate in relation to maintaining the safety of private water supplies. So the work we do involves identifying these supplies, sampling, investigating complaints. Predominantly, this relates to some of our fish processing facilities in this area. So we also carry out risk assessments in relation to these supplies. So this SLA then sets out the required level of service and the payment received for carrying out this work. So we're just looking for committee approval that the Chief Executive would sign the service level agreement.
Can I have a proposer and seconder then for item 12? Thank you, Councillor O'Hare. Have we a seconder for tonight's item 12? Thank you, Councillor Finnegan. And there's no further comments. Nobody's indicated. So item 13 this evening is the Home Safety Service Level Agreement. And that's over to you again, Owen.
Thanks, Chair. This is in relation to home safety service that we provide in the, suppose it's in the Legacy Down part of the district. We have two separate funding streams for home safety. So in the Legacy Down side of the district, South Eastern Trust side, this is done along with ours in North Down Borough Council. So we've been just to formalise this arrangement. We're putting in place an SLA, so we're just looking for approval to sign the SLA. And also, we also do make a contribution each year to the Northern Ireland Home Safety Database Scheme, which allows the software that allows them to keep all the records, etc. And we're just looking for approval to pay for that. It's within existing estimates. So.
Thank you, Owen, and thank you to Councillor Sharvin and McAvoy for proposing the second. Councillor Sharvin, you have a comment to make?
Yeah, Chair. It is a really good scheme that I have certainly referred some people to that have reached out, given their circumstances of the need for this. But the question I was going to ask, and Owen sort of touched on, is what is the other arrangement for the old Nurium Warren site? Is that an agreement between ABC and the old Newry side? But there is a provision there for that.
No, thanks, Chair. No, there is a provision for it. It used to be a similar arrangement. We now just changed that. We just get the funding directly from PHA for the Legacy Newry side, from Southern Office of the PHA. So we have the same service in place in the Southern Trust area, the Newry and Mourne side. Right. And I say what I would tell them, I say to members, obviously, it's been constrained slightly, I suppose, in the last couple of years with the situation, particularly then a lot of the visits are meant to be to older people, you know, 60 or 70% older people. But hopefully now we'll be able to ramp it up again and get back. We have kept a level up, but we will be able to increase it now. So.
Thanks, Anne.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Moving on then, item 14, the consultation response to DFC on notice to quit. Owen, that's over to you as well.
Yeah, so the Department for Communities are currently, as part of work on private tenancies, looking about the whole background about how long tenants should be given notice to quit. So we're just looking for permission to return the attached consultation response. So.
Can we have a proposal and second then for item 14? Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Have a seconder for that. Yeah, no, I'll second that myself. Councillor Sharvin, you have a comment to make?
Yeah, Chair. I was looking through the response and I think it is very good. I do agree with, you know, 12 weeks certainly within the remit of where we are today with the housing supply. You know, there's people that can't even find a home, you know, to rent as their first property, not let alone someone that's now being given notice. And there's a family actually just last week that reached out to me, have been told by their landlord that they're selling their property and they have to get out, you know, at the end of their tenancy, which is a short period of time, whereas this 12 weeks would certainly give them the extended. Is there anywhere within this own that, you know, obviously your landlord circumstances could change where they need to sell the property. Is there anywhere within the consultation that asks or exemptions that, you know, if the landlord's circumstances change, that they would be allowed to do that, or is it more focused on the tenant?
It's more focused on the tenant, and I say I don't, I'll be honest, I don't know off the top of my head, but I can have a look. Yeah, I can appreciate where a landlord maybe has to, is the house repossessed even, or falls, yes, circumstances change and they can't afford to keep the house. Yeah, I can chase that up and see. Say I don't know it off the top of my head.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Trent.
There seems to be just a slight wee delay in the meeting chat. So I've asked Sarah to note that Councillor Jerry O'Hare has seconded item 14. Moving on then to item 15, Owen, it's over to yourself again, which is the appointment of a public analyst.
Yeah, thank you, Chair, again. And this is to do with the public analyst we use for analysis of food samples, etc. So we're required to formally appoint people for analysts, just in case they never ever have to appear in court first or whatever it might be. So we're just asking for council approval to appoint the named person to act as a public analyst for us.
Thank you, Owen. And can I have a proposer and seconder for item 15? Thank you, Councillor O'Hare. Can I have a seconder for tonight? I'm just going to give a couple of more seconds, because there seems to be some delay. The guards have recognised that there's a slight problem here. Councillor Sharman, thank you. Moving on then to item 16 on tonight's agenda, which is the Cabrini Pitches Capital Project, and that's over to Paul.
Thank you, Chair. Neighbours be aware of this project. It's been on Council's agenda quite some time. We've been progressing this project quite well over the last 18 months, and I suppose we're at the stage that we'd like to appoint an economist to complete an outline business case for the project. And in order to do this, we also need to allocate an additional £50,000 to Council's capital program. So the report's there. I'm happy to take any questions and the two recommendations.
Yeah, thanks, Paul, for that. And I see Councillor Tinley's in with a proposer, and I'm going to second that as a fellow Crotley councillor. And they also have a wee comment to make?
Yes, I have, Chairperson. Just I want to say to the officers and give my thanks that they've been through to the ward yet again and they've brought this paper forward. This is one of these schemes, Chairperson, as you're well aware, has really been up and running and been progressing largely in an unseen fashion since the last term of council, and I'm delighted that it has now reached this stage. Reading through the paper, Paul, and not sure if Keelan is still on the line, but I know Michael is. I understand, and I suppose my fellow elected members do as well, that the ecological aspects of this, because it's such a sensitive site, are very, very important, and it's very important that we get it right. And we all get frustrated that the thing may not just be progressing as quickly as we had hoped. But it is important to say that it's better to get it right than to get it rushed. And my understanding is that a revised application will be forthcoming shortly. And I suppose the question I had, Chair, the question I had on that point was, will the elements of the application, the revised application, that are not subject to the ecological reports, will they be brought forward and submitted to planners as soon as possible? And the second point is, and it refers to the consultant aspect of this. I suppose anybody who knows me would be well aware I am averse sometimes to the whole idea of external consultants. I do recognise that they are needed, occasionally this being one of them. So could I just get an explanation as to why this actually requires an external consultant? Is that not the sort of work could be done in-house? But apart from all that, I'm delighted that we're at this stage, and I'm delighted to propose that we accept the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Tenney, for that. Caelan, you want to come in?
Right. Just on Jarlath's point around the external consultant, given the bespoke nature of this project, we feel that we would have to go, and given our current resources, under-resourced, should I say, we would be keen to appoint an external consultant to expedite this process so that the economic appraisal is completed within the timeframes concurrent with the planning application. There's a consultant economist that we've been using on projects in the locality, particularly Warren Point and in Newry on the Albert Basin, and we'd be keen to utilise that expertise and that up-to-date data for continuity so that all business cases are consistent and to mitigate against any potential disputes, really. So.
Thank you very much for that, Keane. Happy enough for that, Jarlath?
And just the commitment, Chairperson, that any aspect of the application that's not subject to the ecological report will be submitted in a timely fashion, and everything will not be held back. Just get a commitment on that, if possible, please.
Caelan, can you go back in as well? Thank you.
Yes, Jarlath, we'll endeavour to submit that part of it. The agricultural survey was the driver there, which was now completed, so that will confirm the orientation of the pavilion and the pitches. As you know, some of the ecology surveys are subject to seasonal constraints. They cannot start until the end of March, but we will endeavour to complete the application and submit it with the addendum coming in with the ecological surveys.
Okay, good work. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murray, have you a comment to make?
Yeah, happy to second the proposal. I was talking to Mickey Rowan about this the other day, and he was keen that we're in to either propose or second it, given the dire need for pitches in the area, and that, you know, Sinn Féin's just obviously committed to this project. So, yeah, happy to second.
I've already seconded it, Omar, but Councillor Murray.
That's all right. Happy to support.
Welcome commitment there from your party and Councillor Mann, and they're noted. Okay. Thank you. Item 17 is the leasing of council land at Lismore, and there's an expression of interest there. Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. This is actually only for noting this paper. It's in the wrong section, but I'm happy to take any questions on.
Councillor Sharvin's proposing, and I second that then. Is there any other questions on it?
Chair, I actually proposed it first.
Sorry, it's up at the top. It's above where it should be. Absolutely, that's grand. Councillor Finnegan and Councillor Sharvin's in there then to second that. That's fine. Thank you. There's no other comments. Okay, item 18 then.
I actually do have a P and a C there. Sorry, Chair.
Sorry, Aoife. You're way up at the top. Sorry. Go on ahead.
You're all right. No, just very quickly. Look, I just think that it's great to see this on the paper. And it's more or less at the final stages. This project is going to have such a positive impact on the community, not only for the football club, but for the whole community and for the school who are actually currently using the other council pitch that Crossland and Rangers have leased on a long-term lease. So, look, I just want to thank Paul and everybody else, all the officers who have put such work into this and seen the positive impact that this is actually going to have, and that's really it. It's great to see it. So thanks. Happy to support.
Thank you. Councillor Finnegan. Councillor McAvoy, are you in for item 17 or 18? You're on mute.
Sorry, it was for item 18, Chair.
Just one wee second then. Sorry, Councillor Finnegan, you're you come in on the thing on the same time as what I call Friday the 17th. That's how I missed it, so apologies for that again. Item 18 then is for noting on the Downpatrick Park Run. I'll take a proposer and seconder, and then a comment then from Councillor McAvoy.
Sorry, Chair. I think this the Downpatrick Park Run is actually the decision. I know, but it's in the noting section. Unfortunately, those two need to be swapped around, but so I'm happy to take the report if you want.
No, well, item 18, Councillor McAvoy has proposed from looking at a comment, and Councillor Sharvin has a question, and Councillor McMurray has seconded it. So, Councillor McAvoy?
Yes, I'm happy to propose one. I know my fellow colleagues, Councillor Nahan and Cathy Mason, have been working closely with the Park Run Committee, so delighted to see that this across the line, it'll be an extremely positive and great addition to the town. So thank you. It's very much welcomed.
Thank you, Councillor McAvoy. Councillor Sharvin, you have a question?
Yeah, Chair. I didn't know there was proposer and seconder needed due to the noting, but just on behalf of the Park Run and the committee that's behind it, I had a couple of questions, obviously working extremely closely with them. There isn't actually a definitive date of when the Park Run will commence, as I understand it, due to the need for a snag list on the track to be completed. Is there a schedule of when that snag list will be done so that the Park Run event can then be organised and the facility to be greatly used? I think that's the only real thing that's delaying getting it organised.
Yes, through the chair. Sure, I'll come back to you, Gareth, about that. But yeah, as you know, we've worked hard to get that trail established around Donleith Park. Yeah. It's only really just finished, and yeah, we do have to do a snagging on that. But we're certainly hopeful that can be done sooner rather than later. And I think certainly this approval as well is something we were looking to get before we could go back to the down committee, town committee, and park run to get established, but we'll certainly try to expedite that as quick as we can. We know it's a great wee initiative, and that's going to get a lot of people active, and that's what we're all about. And so we'll try to get that expedited as soon as we can. I'll come back to you on that. Is that all right for the day?
Yeah, no, that's perfect, Paul. Thanks, Trent.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Councillor McMurray, you have seconded this, and you're looking to comment.
Thank you, Chair. Happy to second. Park runs are great, and every DA should have them. And yeah, that's it, really. Park runs are brilliant. Get on it.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Councillor. Item 19 then is the SIF report, and that's over to Janine.
Yes, Chair. It's for noting, and the peace report afterwards is also for noting. So happy to take questions on that.
Yeah, can I have a proposal and seconder then for item 19 and 20, which is the peace report as well? Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Tinley. So item 21 is in to committee. Yeah, item 21 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014, information related to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may be in resolution, be excluded during the item of business. So can I have a call for a proposer and seconder to go into closed session? And this is for items 21 to 23. Thank you, Councillor Sharvin, and seconded there by Councillor Casey.
Chair, you can go ahead and the press are back in again.
Thank you very much. The following was agreed whilst in closed session. Item 21, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Casey, seconded by Councillor O'Murray, to approve the following, that officers consult with the group at Three Ways Community Centre to advise them of the nature of the required upgrade works, accept the business case for the upgrade works at Barcroft and Three Ways Community Centre, the procurement of an N&E consultant to provide the necessary technical specifications and proposals to carry out the works, and the procurement of the suitability qualified contractor to carry out the necessary works for both sites. Item 22, number 16, the Square of Strever. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McKevitt, seconded by Councillor Tinnelly, to note the content of the officer's report. Item 23, Knock Machina, Play Area, Car Park and Downpatrick. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McAvoy, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, to approve the following. The establishment of a car park next to an Aknashina play area at a cost and detail within the officer's report to address the health and safety issues outlined in the independent play audit for the park as per Appendix 1. The business case for the above works as per Appendix 2 in the lines with the Council's procurement policy. Councillors, that's us this evening. Thank you very much for your attendance, and I was going to say for those that are travelling, safe home, but it's only me. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.